What is one simple tip to help increase both the motivation and accountability of your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today I want to share this one thing, which is that you should be asking questions, not making statements. One of the biggest concerns that people will say in our workshops is that their employees constantly bring them questions or problems or decisions that the employee themselves could probably fix, answer, or address. So what is it that causes these employees to bring the questions to the leader and for the leader essentially to keep dispensing answers? Well, I think it has to do with the fact that it's easier for the employees to ask you, the leader, to answer their questions rather than thinking for themselves. So if you, instead of answering the questions and making statements, you were to ask questions of them, it would get them to start to think about solutions and answers that would help manage the work more independently. So some of the questions that you might ask them would be things like, what do you think would work? Or how would you deal with this? Or how do you think this behavior of yours is impacting this outcome that is a concern? Now, let me talk a little bit more about that last example. When you ask somebody, especially as part of coaching or even maybe even confronting or correcting them, and you start to ask them, how do you think this behavior of yours, you know, it could be taking long breaks, excess personal breaks, socializing too much with their coworkers. How do you think that behavior is influencing this outcome? And the outcome might be our production numbers or your coworkers or the sense of fairness in the team. So if you put those two together and you as the leader ask a question like, how do you think taking excess personal breaks affects your coworkers, now you've got a very powerful question that can help the employee start to think through the impact of their behaviors on others. Leaders believe that dispensing answers is often the most efficient way to actually, you know, lead their work group. When in reality, if you were to take the time to ask good questions, your team would become more self-independent, freeing you up to make decisions on bigger issues and continuous improvement opportunities. Once you've gotten better at asking questions of your team, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, we're here for you, and you can reach out to us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com or on one of the many social platforms that we're active on. Either way, I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.